All stations, all stations, all call signs. This is Wrecker Actual, over. Stand by for transmission. Prepare to copy. This is American Vindicta. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to American Vindicta. We have on with us our great sponsor from Ready Made Resources, Mr. Robert Griswold. Robert and I are going to talk about a series of different news reports that's going on. We're going to bring up what's going on in Maui, the new Barbie movie, and Rabbi Jonathan Cahn's newest revelation on that. And then we're going to hit some other things. We're going to talk about some gear and what's happening with Trump, and we're going to see where this unfolds. Bob, thanks for coming on. You're always one of the most requested guests that are coming on, and there's a good reason, because you and I jive so well, but we get right to the meat and potatoes of the matter. So what is on your mind today? Thanks for coming on, bro.
And I want to say that both you and I have experiences from the past that most people will never, ever have. You know, I've been all over the world. All over the Middle East, North Africa, Asia. And, you know, I'll just say this. It wasn't on vacation. You know, it wasn't a tourist route. So it gives me, I think, some unique experiences to talk about and have a frame of reference. And I know you have the exact same thing. And I think people are desperate for knowledge today, real knowledge, not wannabes, not posers, people who've really done the deeds and come and being able to tell you about them. And what you really, you know, so many sites selling garbage, you know, one of the largest food suppliers out there that sell freeze dried food. I've talked to so many people who've tasted it, and you know, they say it tastes like dog food. But this is why I tell people, you know, buy some samples of what you're thinking of getting and taste it before you get it. You know, if you're thinking about buying protective gear, you know, you buy $1,000 night vision. If it's used, you don't know what you're getting, how badly the tube's been treated, what kind of warranty it is, you don't know. If you buy night vision and it needs a massive infrared light to make it work, which most of those cheap ones do, that means there's an infrared light burning so the night vision can see what you want to look at, which also anybody with passive night vision, I mean, it doesn't need that. You stick out like a Christmas tree running around outside. And nobody goes into the fine details of it. Even in the PVS 14, there's four, well, there's two different major companies. There's L3 and Elbit. Elbit has four different grades of tubes that go in the PVS 14. So it can look the same, but one tube is their bottom of the line tube and one tube is their top of the line tube. Same thing with L3. You can get their 22 UA tube, which is an aviation grade tube, or you can get their lower grade. I forget the name of that tube, but because I don't use it, but it's a low grade tube. It's going to have spots in it, defects, low thing. So I think people appreciate the candor that we give them in saying, look at what you have before you buy it. Because even though you get a bug out bag with 9,000 items in it, none of those are going to last. You go to take it in the real world, and you're going to find out a high failure rate. That's the last thing that you want. You know, I'd rather have a couple good pieces of equipment than a dozen bad pieces of equipment. I'd rather have a good knife than, you know, 15 other knives. Just one good knife, you know, and that would serve me well. Yeah, and so I think people appreciate that candor. But what I want to talk about right now is, you know, as a Christian man, I sense the lateness of the hour. And I don't know how many times we've said this, but in this country, and even in Germany, all around the world, we see a perfect storm coming. But the perfect storm right now is so multifaceted in the United States, it's really concerning. I mean, we have a government that has arrested their main political opponent from the other party on basically not to use a trumped up charges. I mean, this thing in Georgia, it's a kangaroo court by absolute people who are reprobate in every single way. I mean, what they're accusing Donald Trump of, Stacey Abrams has done, Hillary Clinton has done, Al Gore has done, you know, questioning elections, casting doubt on it. Trump, how many arms did Al Gore twist hanging chads and pregnant chads? And you remember all that. Try to get him to switch. So, you know, what they have arrested him for is exactly what they're doing. Russia collusion. Well, we know who colluded with the Russians. Hunter Biden's laptop. Well, you know, 51 intelligence agents lied. Every intelligence agency in the United States was represented in that group of 51 liars that, you know, is, oh, yeah, it's just Russia collusion. Well, we know now it's not. And it goes on and on and on. I did not provide gain of function research for the COVID vaccine. Well, now it's absolutely proven, which I want to get into later in this program. But it's not only proven that he, without a doubt, provided gain of function research to the Chinese for COVID, which killed millions of people. But now we find out that there's a whole, I mean, an army of what Robert Kennedy Jr. is calling death scientists, 36,000 that are operating in the United States and outside the United States, cooking up biological weapons that we cannot conceive right now. So when Robert Kennedy says, you know, they're making race-specific bioweapons, you know, so that would kill white people or black people or Asian people, men versus women, they're like I said, they're cooking up things with that CRISPR technology we can't even imagine, that would curl your toenails if you actually knew what they're doing. And all it takes is either a deliberate release or an accident to have one of these viruses or bacteria escape that has a very, very high cause of death. You know, above 90% of the people who get it will die. Hemorrhagic smallpox, case in point, will die. And so what we're seeing with this Donald Trump arrest is the complete breakdown of the rule of law in the United States. And that should scare the bejeebers out of liberty. Maoist China, the rule of law broke down and millions of people died through it, either through the war Hitler started, you know, the food famines that were created in the Soviet Union with 10 million people died, the Holodomor in Ukraine, where they killed, you know, 8 to 10 million people, in China, millions died. Wherever this philosophy, this way, this political system goes, millions and millions of people die. And we are on the cusp of that. We are right at the edge, the precipice of this cliff that's going to take us down. I mean, we're going to have this great fall, and millions of Americans are going to die. One third, maybe two thirds of Americans will die during this, which is what they state they want. And so the lateness of the hour, ladies and gentlemen, is upon you. And what I can't understand, I'm not Jeremiah, I'm not Ezekiel, I'm not Daniel, but I can understand their frustration that Doug, myself, Dave, Steve, you know, Mike Adams, we go on here and talk about these things, which we have biblical precedent, historic precedent, and you see it with your own eyes, and people just, you know, their response is, who's playing football tonight? Oh, did you see the basketball game last night? That's the response in America. They just have lost all sensibility to grasp the hour in which we live. Our food system is being destroyed. Our monetary system is being destroyed. Our education system has been destroyed. Our Christian heritage has been infiltrated. I don't know if you just recently saw the Sparkle Creed. I don't know if you can pull it up, but it's this woman pastor, and she has taken the Westminster Confession of Faith and turned it into an LGBTQ, you know, our God has multiple pronouns, and it's just disgusting.
Yep.
They call it the Sparkle Creed.
Yeah. It's been around for a couple of months. I think they're actually out of Texas near Austin. Did you see the one that I sent you last night?
No.
While you're talking, I'll pull up this other one because it's actually worse. I don't know how it could get worse.
You know, while you're pulling it up, I just want to mention Stalin demonized the farmers. That's what he did. So it allowed him to take over all the farmland in Soviet Union. And what happened when he did? And this is what we see going on today. They're demonizing farmers. They're demonizing ammonia. They're demonizing nitrogen, which is fertilizer. They're demonizing causing climate change. And in the Soviet Union, when they did this exact same thing, 10 million people died of starvation. If you think it's going to be any different here, then, I mean, put your head back in the sand or don't take it out of the sand, because millions are going to die from starvation in this nation. And I know that 100%, Doug, and people ask me, how can you be so confident? Because I know God is just. And I know in his justice, he says exactly what he'll do to the nation that goes reprobate. And famine and hunger and death are always included in those consequences of going reprobate. So,
yeah, you know, what's going on
right
now?
Do you have that pulled up?
Hold on. Well, I got this working. In San Francisco right now, the crime wave is so bad that the federal employees at HHS, at the federal building, were actually told to tele-network for the unforeseeable future. I mean, go ahead and just keep ignoring the crime. Keep ignoring the people, and they will take over everything. These people will take over everything. You show me in what part of America an aggressively dangerous, drug and filth ridden homeless population that is burgeoning, it is increasing in its membership. Show me where that helps the civilians, the public of that city. You can't. You cannot
Saw Nordstrom the other day in San Francisco. That's a high end, very pricey, department store. And 30 thugs just ran in the store and looted it. And nobody does anything to them.
You know, this is becoming a new, I don't want to say the word phenomena, because it's not a phenomena. It's the human element that we don't talk about.
It's a crime wave.
Here's the thing. Christians, we're really good about talking about a lot of topics that tend to, people don't care about. We'll talk about giants, talk about aliens, talk about this, talk about that. Well, we will talk about Bible prophecy and repentance. But you know, one thing that is almost always overlooked and overmissed is the reality that those sins have a fleshly context to your life. They have consequences. I deal with this, Bob, with people who email me and leave, cute little remarks in the comment section. They'll say, Doug, you're speaking of carnality when you talk about weapons and taking defensive training that you put on, and I'm just doing it to glorify myself. Trust me, if Doug was putting on defensive training to make money, I'd be charging the $2,000 to $3,000 that all the other guys do, but I'm not. So off that topic, what I have recently seen is someone actually said that speaking in carnality, me and Jamie Walden, we're speaking in carnality that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities. You good use of Bible context. Now then, go ride a subway train in any Democratic city and tell me if you do not wrestle with flesh, possibly at least for a couple minutes. They're everywhere. The danger is everywhere.
You can't arm yourself. I mean, you have to be a sheep.
Look, the master even tells you, sell your cloak, buy a sword. Don't take that out of context. That does not mean sell your home, buy a 50 Barrett, and then every depleted uranium round that you got your class three license to buy. You have to take everything in good context. Sell garments and things and possessions that are just sitting in your closet and they're doing nothing but gaining dust, and buy something, an instrument of some kind, relative to today would be the gun to the sword, and defend yourself in your home. Don't be caught the coward not defending your family, your home, because your name will not be in the Lamb's Book of Life. Here's another thing it kind of makes me upset, but you know what? I'll pray for these people. That's about the worst thing I'm going to say. Is when people say, I think we're just going to be whisked away before all this stuff starts. We're just going to be caught up in the air in the twinkling of an eye, and we're not going to have to worry about all this. Actually, at Jamie Walden's conference, I had a person walk up to me and say, you know, you talk about all this preparedness stuff, but I don't think we'll ever need that. I think when it gets really bad, we'll be walking around and making disciples and spreading love in Philadelphia. And you know what? That's great. I hope that's what happens. But should your plan fail, I have a plan for when your plan fails. I plan on sharing Philadelphia, sharing the Bible. I plan on sharing the repentiveness of my fallen nature because of Christ's blood. Absolutely. But if you honestly think, if you are so ignorant of the times that you can just walk into any one of these democratic hell holes and not have to look over your shoulder every now and then you haven't walked through them. I promise you, ma'am, who said that to me, go to the places where I've been to, you're going to carry a gun. If not, you're going to want me to carry my gun. Because you'll see how foolhardy it is. What arrogance people have who have zero experience. What arrogance people have.
Do you think all these celebrities have people that carry guns around them? Of course yes, they do.
Yes, I know guys who were on the protective team for Bill Gates. Bill Gates, okay? 30 men travel with Bill Gates. 30 armed men wherever he goes. If he goes to Taco Bell, there is 30 men at Taco Bell with rifles and pistols ready to take down that entire block. That's for one guy.
Yeah. So again, this is what it is, Doug. The spirit of deception, the spirit of slumber has taken over the United States. And I have to say specifically manifested in the Christian church. I'll allow for the debate whether, you know, Christians will suffer the wrath of God, whether they're here or not here during that time. But Christians have always suffered the wrath of man. I was just watching a documentary on the Inquisitions and people who held fast to the faith of Jesus Christ, were put to death and horribly burnt alive at the stake or chopped to have their head chopped off or whatever. So that is the wrath of man.
But who were they killed by? Who were they killed by?
Yeah, well, they were killed by the church.
They were killed by other so-called Christians.
Yes.
Who thought they were doing God a service. That's the same people who will be around during tribulation time. For so many people who get so caught up in this. Look, I'm post-wrath, okay? I don't care if you like me or if you don't like me. You don't hear me talk about it because it's just my opinion, and I could be wrong. Bob could be wrong. Let every man be called a liar, right? We could all be wrong. It does not matter. It's irrelevant. Be ready to meet Christ next hour, right? That's where you should be. Instead of worrying about, well, I'm in the pre-trib side, I'm in the mid-trib, I'm post-trib. Who cares, man? If you walk outside and a pterodactyl comes down out of nowhere because it's not supposed to exist, right? Like men being women and women being men, and picks you up and swoops you up off the ground and you fall because you ate nothing but Taco Bell most of your life and it couldn't hold you in its grasp anymore and you just collapse like a pumpkin on the ground. Well, I hope you're ready to meet Christ. Because if not, then you can be caught up in all this other crap. It's the identity problem. People identify as flat earthers, pre-wrath, post-trib. Man, I can't keep up with it anymore. You know what I get? I get there's been a strong delusion poured out along the world. That's what I keep hearing. And the church divides itself every other couple months with some new delusion.
Yeah, well, again, the Sparkle Creed. And, you know, there's a numerous people in her congregation that repeat right after her. I am on social media. Some people don't like that, but I am. And I know a lot of big churches around here, and I know a lot of people who go to those big, expensive churches. You know, I can't remember when one of those people who go to that church has ever used their Facebook account to address a moral or social issue of the day. They post pictures of their family, their vacation, their new car, their new house, this, that, and the other thing. But they never use probably the greatest tool Christianity's ever had, social media, to preach the gospel, not one time. Oh, look what I had for dinner last night, and take a picture of it. It's like we live in a deceived and deluded world. And if the candle is put under a bushel and hides its light, if the salt has lost its savor and doesn't talk about, you know, the things that, salt seasons, salt preserves. If salt, if the salt is not in there to preserve the human race from all the debauchery we see today, you know, we see what we see. We see men being arrested, Donald Trump being arrested for nothing at all. Trumped up charges, like I said. We see, you know, people actually believing. I believe that these liberals really believe a man can become a woman or a woman can become a man. They, I mean, when you see they're foaming at the mouth and those, you know, the full whites of their eyes, crazed looking at them, they actually believe it. You know, they people believe that we can keep spending money forever in debt, trillions of dollars, and there's not going to be a payday. You know, we are on, Doug, I say this again. I say it with every conviction inside of me. We are on the precipice of falling off the edge of the cliff. And most Christians just are more concerned with who's going to play football or baseball, basketball, whatever season it is, than that. Most Christians are more concerned with, you know, watching the latest sitcom, vomit-com, rather than reading God's word and what God says about things. Most Christians, and these are statistics, I'm not making up, are more concerned with their child's education than they are with their child's salvation. Dobson did that study. Most parents are more concerned to make sure, oh, he's going to get into a good college, rather than is my son going to spend eternity in the presence of the Lamb or in the lake of fire. That comes way down the list. But as we see this country fall apart, this world fall apart, I mean, again, with Germany, I mean, Germany just now has for their preschool kids, their young kindergarten kids, naked rooms where they put, you know, I don't know how many girls and boys take all their clothes off and they get to examine each other. And that's state sanctioned. You know, that society has gone full reprobate. And the fact that there's not a hue and cry of people screaming about that, no, you can't do this, especially with my children, you're not doing it. It just shows how far the ability of how far we've fallen. The Bible says our ability to blush is gone. We can't even blush anymore. It doesn't matter the grossness, the perverseness, the obscenity that's thrown in our face. We don't even blush anymore at it. It doesn't matter what type of vulgar language is used in public. We don't even blush about it anymore. And now, you know, I want to transition into it. I was watching Jonathan Cahn, and he has the mystery. I mean, everybody should watch this. Every parent should watch it because they're Christian parents bringing their kids to this movie Barbie. And if you watch the movie, what I didn't understand, the original Barbie doll in the 1950s, was they transitioned it. It was basically a prostitute doll that people didn't accept, and they transitioned it to Barbie. They made her more respectable. And from there, with this new movie, Barbie is an absolute man-hating movie. It's designed to break up the patriarchal family, which that's a design that God has for the family. Men be the leaders of their family. It's designed to break it up. And the movie starts, which I'm just aghast at watching, and I recommend you watch it. Jonathan Cahn, The Mystery of Barbie. Absolutely, Mr. Cahn knocks it out of the park.
Yeah, don't watch Barbie.
Yeah. What he talks about, it's absolutely stunning, but it starts out with, it juxtaposes, you know, 2001, when the apes discover the monolith. And with that comes a certain knowledge that they find that they can pick up another bone and crush the skull of their enemy. How they can dominate, how they can put off the shackles of any kind of care and just beat everybody to death with a bone. Well, it juxtaposes that the monolith in the Barbie movie is Barbie herself. It's this giant Barbie. And all these children are around playing with dolls in a normal way, like a little girl would want to play with dolls. And then Barbie enlightens them to where they take these baby dolls and crush their skulls in the movie. And it's done very similar to the 2001 beginning of that movie. So, you know, every level, you've watched it. Every level that we see God's divine order, lawlessness, violence against God's order being just perpetrated in every level against every member of society, young and old.
Well, that movie that the rabbi was mentioning was 2001 Space Odyssey for anyone who wants to go and look at it. But you really don't have to because Rabbi Kahn does such an excellent job. I am a huge fan of Rabbi Kahn. He
Yes.
has been knocking it out of the park left and right. So please, if you ever get the chance, man, support that guy. Pray for him because the enemy wants to sift him as wheat. Pray for him. Pray for his family. Pray for his ministry. Support him and watch his videos because it is educational. The three gods that he talked about, the three ancient Babylonian gods that are coming back into America, man, I have probably sent that to almost everybody that's on my contact list on my phone because
Yes.
I thought it was so profound. But these are the times we're in, and they're going to speed up. It's going to get worse. Wait till pedophilia is legalized.
Well, in
We
Germany,
talk.
how do you say it's not legalized when they can take, dozens of children, strip all
You're
their
there.
clothes off,
You're right there.
and then you have to ask yourself the question. I don't want to go into too many details, but the people that are supervising this thing, what are they doing when all these children are examining each other? We won't take that because it's a family program. But I mean, what they're doing.
Well,
They're getting
and
off on it.
if you don't think that's happening here in America at public schools or at these private child watching services, you have not been studying them. It's look, my children, and just like you, Bob, my children are the most precious thing that I have in my possession.
Absolutely.
They're the reason why I'm getting back into shape. I'm already in pretty good shape. Not cardiovascular wise, but I'm finally over a nagging back injury. So I'm about to start hitting the pavement like I never have before. And I'm going to get back into old Marine Corps shape. And you know why? Because I would literally destroy an entire city to get to one of my children. I would. Nothing in this world except God Almighty would stop me from getting back to one of my kids. And that is a mindset that I question for a lot of parents. Do you really love your kids? Do you really think of your kids as the most precious thing that God has ever, given you? But if God is not in your life, do you even consider your kids that? I mean, look at that singer, Pink, or whatever color she is. When her baby was born, they had to know immediately what the sexuality gender was. Before the baby was born, right? And she said, we're going to let our child decide what gender it is. It's not deciding on if it likes the color blue or the color red. So when you train up children, this generation, it's not this generation of kids in their 20s. They're messed up. I mean, guys in the 30s like me. Yeah, I'm mid 30s. I know I look like I'm 21, but I'm in the mid 30s. So guys, from let's say 40s to 20s, we got a lot of problems. We got a lot of demasculine problems, a lot of arrogancy problems, a lot of not having Christ in your life and being centered on the cross problems. And we got a lot of other problems because we think that we know everything, though half the men between the ages of 20 and 40 can't change their own oil. So that next generation, Bob, not the ones that are in high school, not the ones that are in middle school. Okay, so we're now like what, two, three generations deep? But this generation of kindergartners to preschoolers to intermediate school, so let's say from the ages of 6 to 12, are literally being taught that transhumanism is the proper way of thinking. That God is dead, God is gender fluid, aliens are real, repentance is not a thing. You can be whatever you want to be now, little Johnny slash Susie today. Guns are bad, constitution is bad, patriarchy is bad, parents are bad, healthy food is bad, eating worms is good, having electricity is
Baptizing
bad.
yourself is good.
Yeah, I mean, could you imagine? Could you imagine? And I have children in this from that entire spectrum, from a 7-month-old to an 11-year-old who thinks she's 18. We all have those problems, right? My kids are not in these schools. Will not happen, ever happen. And I don't care what anyone says. You go do with what your children, what you want. Mine are the most precious commodity God's ever gave me. But those kids are going to be your leaders one day.
Yes.
They're going to be your doctors, your lawyers. They're going to be your military, your law enforcement, your firefighters, your pilots. They're going to be your construction workers. And if they are literally in a transhuman mindset where they believe that the statue to Nimrod can talk and they worship it because they've been taught it by their own parents, what do you think they have in store for you when you become a senior citizen? People in my age group, people in my age group, okay? Right now in Canada, they're trying to pass a law that will allow the euthanizing of children with decision-making capabilities. Two things. If they deem that a child has mental incapabilities or is severely depressed or whatever, they're trying to give themselves the ability to execute that child. Secondly, if the child feels they need to die, the state is giving them power of attorney over themselves to have themselves liquidated, which was one of the
Without the parents'
words.
knowledge. Without the parents' knowledge.
Without the parents' knowledge. Remember whenever kids would go to the school and for if you had to go see the nurse and be given anything by the nurse, parents had to be approved
An aspirin.
already.
An aspirin.
Yep,
An aspirin.
just aspirin. Well, now they're taking them to gender studies. They're taking them to go do their I don't know, transitioning is, I
Puberty
don't know if that's the
blockers,
word.
giving them
I
puberty
don't,
blockers.
it is insane. What is this next generation going to be allowed to do? They're already being taught, they're being taught that Christians are the enemy.
Yeah, Doug, you mentioned before the program we were talking, what kind of upswing have you seen of preteens killing their parents now? I
It's
mean,
incredible.
it's incredible the upswing in it. Johnny, 9 years old, killed his parents. 11 years old, killed his parents. You know, it's incredible that that young minds like that are just murdering people, and they have no concept of it, but they murder it. See, when you celebrate death in a culture, C. Everett Koop, under Ronald Reagan, he was the Surgeon General, C. Everett Koop, and you can look him up. And one other person, I think it was Francis Schaeffer and C. Everett Koop, did a documentary on this, and you can watch it up. Whatever Happened to the Human Race? You know, Francis Schaeffer is one of the great theologians of the 20th century. But when you look it up, they came to the conclusion that if I say that death on this end of the scale is not the life, the newborn is not worth living, if the mentally retarded, and I guess that's the term I use, if mentally retarded are not worthy to be lived, if the deformed are not worthy to have life, you know, you put them to death. That's what Hitler did. And we're doing that now in this country, putting it to death. We don't want it. Put it to death. In fact, even after it's born, some are proposing now to have a medical board look at it and say, well, you know, we're going to vote, and you know, that baby only got one check out of three, so that baby gets euthanized after it's born. I mean, people are making those kind of evaluations. But once you start down that road, this is what C. Everett Koop and Francis Schaeffer came up with. It goes to the opposite end real quick, that the elderly are not worthy to be lived. So then they start getting killed, and between the young and the elderly, it starts moving in to where everybody can be killed. And you know, we see. Yeah, go
Can I
ahead.
add a, I'm gonna add a variable to that. That variable is called food.
Yes. Absolutely. We could go into that, but you know, we just again, you know, you see this Barbie movie celebrating young girls, and these are probably look like 7, 8 year old girls getting having their babies, which a normal young girl like that loves her baby. I mean, it's a doll, and loves that doll and takes care of that doll and puts the doll asleep and holds it and carries it. That was the normal thing of what a young girl did. And it was training for motherhood. Then they did it with dolls. But now in this movie, you see these young girls taking their babies and smashing their brains in.
Yeah, it's the bra burning generation, except for preteen.
Yes. So we see this death cult, and that's what it is. It's a death cult. I mean, going back to Dr. Fauci, I mean, now Robert Kennedy Jr. is alleging, and I probably know, he probably knows what he's talking about, that Dr. Fauci not only did the COVID thing where he paid for gain of function, which Rand Paul says he is the most indictable person because it's so in your face. It's easy to prove. It's a piece of low hanging fruit to indict Dr. Fauci and convict him for creating the COVID disease, which killed millions of people. And then they brought the vaccine in and then they used it to steal an election. So it goes on. But now we see that Robert Kennedy Jr. is alleging that Dr. Fauci had a team of scientists, what he called death scientists, of 36,000. I mean, 36,000 people working on bioweapons that we can only imagine what they are. So again, we see this death cult manifested. You see this death cult manifested in food, because not only are the food factories burning down, but we see crop failure like never before. We see the making illegal the production of fertilizer. So, you know, you have, instead of making, say, 100 bushels per acre, it makes 25 bushels per acre. That type of failure is going to cause starvation. We see just a death cult with medicine, and it might end up in YouTube, so I'm not going to say anything. But, you know, a death cult of medicine. And not only that, now we're just saying that, you know, the whole system's failing. Well, they won't even give people medicines at all. So, you know, everything we see, Doug, is causing a death cult. Christian salvation is no longer Christian salvation. It doesn't save your soul. Food doesn't heal your body. It causes death. Medicine doesn't heal your body. It causes death. School doesn't and educate people, it causes them to go into suicidal mania. I could go on and on and on with that.
Well, you know what you're talking about is that you have the state-run media and then these new age movement, NAM, the new age movement. I'm currently, for anyone who has been paying attention, I am recording chapter 5 of The Black Awakening. That'll be hitting here tonight. And you know, the New Age movement is more or less prolific in saying that God is not sufficient, that Christ was not sufficient, and that everything else that they will offer, which is the world that Satan will try to offer you, is sufficient enough. Because here's the thing, they get you in fear. And remember, we're not supposed to be given a spirit of fear, but do you have fear of going hungry? Do you have fear of not paying your bills? I get that, fear of not paying my bills. I think that's one of my biggest weaknesses that I have to work on. I know many people fear over that. You know, we're human. We can only handle what we can handle. And so, you know,
I'm going to interrupt you just for a second while you said that. If you're listening to this program and you're enjoying this program and the people that Doug brings on and you're not supporting this program, you know, even $10 a month, if that's what your budget will afford, $10 a month. But if you're not supporting what you're eating and you're eating what this whole message that he's bringing, you should stop listening. I mean, it's like going into a restaurant and ordering a meal and not paying for it. You know, this man is doing what he does. And I know on a meager budget, I'm just telling, and you, I said, just anybody can get $100 a month, and some of you more, but you really need to do that. I mean, do you want these voices to go away? If you do, just don't support people. So, Doug, you didn't ask me to do that, but I just felt I should do that. Support him.
Well, I appreciate you, brother, you know, and you've supported me from the very beginning. We've become very good friends, and you know my lifestyle. We live paycheck to paycheck, and You know, we survive upon prayer and the mercy of God and the church. And you know what? Thank you to everyone who's been giving lately. Your donations are so precious to me and my family, and just as you are. And, you know, we're here at the American Vindictive Team. We love you guys. We thank you. I think the Wrecker Nation is some of the most awesome people. We've made such cool connections. We've had such good friendships, especially at the active shooter training, meeting with Bob, Bob's place, and then some of the other places that we're going to be at that we have been at. You know, it's amazing to see what the body of Christ is doing. And don't forget, you know, help one another, help each other. If you see, you know, one another struggling, we're here to lift each other up. You know, family, we do our best to help out with other family members. And it's only by the grace of God that we're all surviving right now, by the way, only by his grace.
You know, Doug, I love the area I live in. I love the Helico Plains area. And just the other night, we had probably one of the worst rainstorms we've ever had.
Yeah, y'all got a washout.
9 inches. Yeah, 9 inches. Some places fell. I mean, places look like lakes. Dry land looked like lakes. And well, we had a friend down the street. His house is particularly low because we have a creek that goes by us. Now, we're up on a hill, as you know, but his house is down there by the creek. And he had 4 feet of water in his house. All of his furniture is gone. His cars are gone. His boat was way down the street. His propane cylinder had floated away. You know, and he didn't have flood insurance. You know, flood insurance is only something you can get from the USG. So he had regular insurance, but no flood insurance. So he has to cover this all himself. What really did my heart well is driving by his house. We saw dozens of cars out there of people come by to help this man, you know, to get, help him financially, help him clean up and do that. And that's what the body of Christ should be doing right now. And I would say that with you, you know, people need, even like I said, even if it's $10, you know, or $100 or whatever, you know, we need to support those that are doing the work. If our Christian brother is in need and we see that need and we don't do anything about it, the Bible says, how does the love of God dwell in you? Now, obviously, I can't meet every need for every person, but I can pick 3 or 4 people that are in need, that have a need, and all ministries have needs. And say, you know, I want to do something for that ministry, and pick 3 or 4 ministries if you can do it and donate to them, or one ministry or whatever. But we are living in extremely perilous times. The only way, the only place you're hearing the truth is through alternate media like this. It's the only place you're hearing the truth. You're not going to hear it on Fox or CNN or MSNBC or ABC, NBC. You're not going to hear it there. You're going to hear lies, just spewing lies over and over and over again. Of the papers, lies. Now, there's alternate media papers. There's alternate media on, you know, online. And that's what we need to be supporting. Because, you know, if there's any victory in this battle to be found, it does take finance to do it. It does take prayer. We need to be praying that God would give us the victory. God would raise men and women up that would be bold and strong and speak the truth. You know, I think of Craig Sawman Sawyer. You know, he's bold, he's a strong guy, he's had the experience, and he's helping rescue children. Veterans for Child Rescue is an excellent ministry to support. And so we do this. But again, I don't think I've ever done this before, Doug, concerning you. I would just suggest anybody listening, you know, write down, you know, even if it's a one-time gift or a monthly gift, whatever you want to do, but support this guy. I know he's a good guy, he's a good friend, and he's given the body of Christ valuable, valuable information and training. So with that said, but, you know, going back, Doug, I at the beginning of the program, I said, I have never sensed in my spirit, in my wife and I in praying, that we are in such a moment of crisis as we are now. We are on the precipice, I think, to a complete Marxist, you know, 1917 Bolshevik revolution. I think we're on the precipice of seeing, you know, a Fuhrer-type leader come to power that,
I'm afraid you're right. And I think in a lot of ways it's going to come out of the church.
It is coming out of the church. Because
I think recently, or excuse me, recent, like that's the wrong word. I think within the increasing future, like I'm not one of those guys who's going to give you a date. No one knows the date or the hour of the return of the Son of Man, but in my spirit, I think the false prophet is going to start revealing himself. He won't be called the false prophet. You'll see the beast first, but I think the false prophet and his church, his ilk, are really going to start responding to social economic issues. And the video Bob and I are about to play, for any of you who are listening on GS Radio, make sure that you hop on over to YouTube. And if it's not on YouTube, it'll be on Rumble. Any day, YouTube's going to take this whole station down. This is so repulsive. It's a transgender Asian guy who's I'm guessing he's the preacher for these reprobates. They got the homosexual flag draped over the pulpit. And this looks like it's in a Roman Catholic church, by the way. That's what this looks like. And there's not very many people in here, but it's got all the wrong vibes. Every wrong vibe. If you're listening to this on the radio, come over to the video side, which is on YouTube or Rumble, and watch this video and see that this is how you get hellfire called down upon a nation. This is one of the many sins that is increasing, not decreasing. You don't hear pastors talking about this. Now, I just recently started doing my share of preaching, but I'll be the first one to sit here and tell you if you haven't heard it. This is from hell. This is from absolutely from hell. This is the religion of the Antichrist, which eventually will only be the religion of the Antichrist. But everything is to divide. Everything is to divide and destroy until that man is exposed. Go ahead.
The Antichrist, actually, in the book of Revelation, it says the Antichrist rides to power on the harlot. The harlot meaning the apostate church. He uses the religious system, which has gone apostate, to ride to power. People believe in he is God, just like it happened in Israel, that, you know, they thought the Baals and all this were the gods. And so they, you know, leaders rode to power on it. And we're going to see that replay itself, that the Antichrist will rise to power on the harlot. And eventually the Antichrist gets tired of the harlot and kills her. So, you know, even though they think they're doing him a service, just like the, remember the SA in Hitler's Germany?
Yep.
You know, Rom? I mean, once he got what he wanted out of them, they all ended up dead.
The SA was the stormtroopers, for anyone who don't know your history.
Yeah.
All right, so let me share a screen with you real quick. Be careful what you watch, guys. All right. Be careful what you get yoked up in, too. Okay, Bob, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
All right, yeah, here we go. I will let the whole thing play, and then for those of you who are listening, I will mute it and then read it to you. God of Rainbow, God of Rainbow. I guess this is their chorus song. Okay, here, this thing. What is this thing? Do you see this? This is a man in a kimono looking dress thing. Obviously transgender. I don't know what's going on with this face with all the makeup and all the jewelry, but this is your spiritual leader for the New Age movement church.
And Dave, no one blushes. No one is ashamed.
Well, who do you think the Antichrist will come as? It's a counterfeit Christianity.
Yes.
It's a counterfeit Christ. I mean, if Jesus was this strong, bold man who could command thousands, and literally demons trembled as he walked by, then the Antichrist, in my mind, is not an alien. He is a man, a feminine looking man, who has is everything that the Messiah that the Jews would believe was supposed to have been. But instead of the demons trembling as they walk by, the demons give him a standing ovation. Just the only problem is those demons are inhabiting the politicians.
The Bible says that the Antichrist will not have the love of women.
Nope.
You know, I mean, it's natural for a man to love the opposite sex. I mean, we all look for an acceptable bride. Normal people look for an acceptable bride. That's if you're a man, you look for a female. If you're a female, you look for a man. But the Antichrist will not have any of that. He will not have the love of women. So take it for what that means.
Let's continue to play this.
Rejoice, O people of God, rejoice. God's steadfast love endures forever. God's creativity is boundless.
Sing praise to the Holy One who delights in their creation.
The tender mercy of God is renewing the earth.
Sing praise to the Holy One who delights in their creation.
The tenacious justice of God is healing all wounds.
Sing praise to the Holy One who delights in their creation.
We join our hearts to worship our Creator, in whom our joy is complete. Alleluia.
Alleluia.
Amen. Beloved, in the face of oppression, we proclaim the justice of God. In the face of meanness and hate, we claim the peace of Christ, which surpasses all understanding. May the peace of Christ be with you.
So, if you can't tell, the majority of people are all white. The majority of people are all white in this church. And once again, I don't know what this thing is, but as you were looking at it, as me and Bob are both looking at it, you have Little Miss Social Justice right here behind the alien creature thing. And what do they keep saying?
Didn't you use the word amphibian?
Well, it does look amphibian-ish. Probably has a little tadpole trait to it, but you know, that's a man. Okay. He's saying Christ, I believe twice he has said Christ, but he dare not utter the name Jesus Christ. Right. This is what the master talked about. Take this screen share down. This is what the master talked about. He talked about there are going to be many Christ. Many are going to come in his name saying that they are the Christ. Look, he'll be out there in the fields. He'll be, you know, inside the home, inside a room. Those are not the Christ because no one knows the day and the hour, but there will be many who will say they are the Christ, and there'll only be one who is the Antichrist. So we're going to see an evolution of religiosity, most likely like a resurgence of, quote, Christianity, but it's on the opposite spectrum. Now, you can't stop this from happening because prophecy has to be fulfilled. But what you can do is you can recognize the times and the signs of the heavens. You can recognize scripture being fulfilled in front of you, and you can train your children upright, that your children know the difference, that your children are well-instructed, and that you yourself and your spouse are together and well-instructed on this. Because Satan wants nothing more than to destroy the family unit from the mother and the father, the husband and the wife, to the children. They want them all to be separated. What the state wants, like Nazi Germany, the state wants your kids, wants to raise your kids, because that reprobate that was up there speaking that we just showed, that's what the state wants your children to be. They want them to be complacent. They want them to capitulate. They want them to be weak, effeminate men who will not resist tyranny, who will not stand up to evil fascism in their face, real, actual fascism, totalitarianism, cannot be on the same line as Christianity. So they have to always make sure that they kill, that they maim, that they loot, that they burn, that they murder their way to success. That is what they fear. They fear the actual name of Jesus Christ, the King of Kings. And
if you look at
it's only going to get worse.
Yeah, if you look at the Biden administration, it's filled with girly men. I don't see anybody in the that have any masculinity left to them at all. They've been demasculinized and feminized. I mean, if you again, I don't know if you want to pull up the Sparkle Creed, but again, it's a woman in the pulpit talking about, you know, this flowery God with multiple pronouns and, you know,
I've shown that multiple times.
Tunics. Yeah, she actually says that.
Yeah, beautiful tunics. I've shown that multiple times, and that Christ had two dads.
Yeah. Yes.
Father, thank you for not giving me the power that you gave Elijah to call down fire from the sky, because half of America would be on fire. Speaking of that, going back to the Maui fire thing, what a segue. In terms of preparedness, thanks, man. I practiced this, actually. So in terms of preparedness, if you watch the obliteration of those poor people in Maui, we've heard, like, the official narrative is 107. Here's Tulsi Gabbard talking about it on Fox News. 107 now reported dead in Maui. But I heard yesterday from a lady who's a flight attendant. She posted a video, and it was sent to me, that she talked to a doctor out of Oahu, I believe, who was volunteering over there. They counted 408 or 480, and that bodies were incinerated in cars. The only thing they found was teeth. Let me tell you why that happened, okay? Because the heat from this fire, because of the severity of the winds. I lived in Hawaii for 4 years. I know how bad those winds are. And the severity of those winds, those travailing winds hitting, it kept that fire going to it became a literal inferno. And if you got gasoline sitting inside your gas tank and inside your engine, well, there's fumes. Those fumes are going to boil up, and they're eventually going to explode, and your car is just a giant marshmallow at that point. You ever set a marshmallow on fire? Good luck holding it. Well, that's what happens to you when you sit inside these cars, and you also get fumigated. Most likely, people died from smoke inhalation, and then the cars exploded, and then all you found was teeth. But, Bob, they said that people were being found in their homes, children clinging to parents. Man, it makes me want to cry thinking about that. Children clinging to parents and their bodies, you know, found, you know, just smoldering like Pompeii. And so America, at least most of America right now, is in one of the most severe droughts it's ever been in. You're not, Bob, but in Texas, we're in one of the worst droughts we have ever seen. My entire front yard is cracking to the point that I think we're trying to recreate, a canyon site over here. And fruit trees are dying. The soil is terrible. Animals are just burning up, dying because of the heat. It's supposed to be 110 all week here, like Sunday to Sunday. It's supposed to be 110. So, you know, it, to me, like I said, it feels like a microwave outside. I say that because it doesn't feel natural. It doesn't feel natural. I grew up in Texas, and I grew up in some dang hot heat. And I've been in Iraq for a number of years in some pretty hot heat, like 130, 140 degrees. And it never felt like it does right now, like if I'm walking into a microwave. And, you know, everything looks like it does well. And so if you had one big fire, and I'm shocked we haven't had more fires, but if you had one great big fire in America right now, we could very easily look like Maui. And if you destroy this country through really bad fires, man, you're going to hurt us economically so bad. You got anything to add to that?
Well, I mean, so many dynamics are going on in Maui right now. It's just, you know, as the word suspicious is an understatement. You know, the whole way the fire started, how they spread, how no one was warned. And now we see people going in trying to buy, you know, the land up at dirt prices, big companies like BlackRock. Joe Biden hasn't even addressed it. He talked the other day, didn't even mention the people of Maui. What an insult. And it's a Democratic state. You know, we give $20 billion to Ukraine, and which is a drop in the bucket compared to the hundreds of billions of dollars we've given them. And those people in Maui are going to get $700. Well, that's nothing. And so, you know, it's just going to show you this is a government that is destroying everything in its path, and they no longer are concerned whatsoever. It's reflective, Doug, in the fact what they can do to Donald Trump. It's reflected that they can be so open about their criminality. It's reflective in they appoint a special prosecutor that's a friend of Hunter Biden. It's reflective in just the absolute criminality. They no longer care what the people of the United States think. It doesn't matter what we think. It doesn't matter if we're innocent. It doesn't matter if we have need. It doesn't matter what they do with our tax dollars. They are so entrenched in their criminality and confident that they are able to do what they're doing. This is what I'm saying. We're at the end. At the end, this election is going to be a sham. Yeah, I don't see any way around it.
It'll be just like the last one.
Yeah. And so get used to it. Our whole way of life. I was listening to Southern Prepper One today, and I agree with them. Our whole life, people thinking, well, I have 6 months worth of food. Forget 6 months. How about a decade? Our whole way of life is getting ready to change. You know, getting rid of the dollar, you'll no longer engage in commerce the way you engage in commerce right now. You'll no longer have access to the things you have access right now. You'll no longer have access to transportation, private transportation like you have it now. Everything in this country is getting ready to change. Everything.
I want to add to that. Recently, the Paleo Research Group, that's Mondo Gonzalez, myself, and Brent Height, and who's the team leader explorer from Arkansas. If anyone's not watching him, Brent Height Outdoors, make sure you go and subscribe. We were out at some cave sites excavating and investigating what we call the Bigfoot Cave, place that is actually known for having a lot of Bigfoot encounters. And we were talking with the woman and husband who owned the place, and she was born and raised there. And she said, you know, back in the, what, 80s, 90s, there was no deer in that area of northern Arkansas. You actually had to go hunting in southern Arkansas, because there was no more whitetail, which is a deer, and that there was almost no squirrels because it was hunted out. You know, that was the 90s. You could still go to the grocery store. Now the grocery store can come to you. But when it doesn't move anymore, because they're going to outlaw cars, like what Biden said, they're going to destroy all of our oil industry because that's what Biden wants. And then
they're going to destroy private farming, private gardening.
They'll destroy private farming. They'll make it illegal, right? You remember? Did you remember what was it last year? They talked about, you know, even having small gardens in your home needs to be registered with like the city, and I've heard a couple stupid things like that.
You're absorbing more carbon than you can, because when you plant a garden, it takes fertilizer, it takes all this stuff, water, you're a carbon in abuser. So the bigger your garden, the more abuse to carbon you're doing. It just goes on and on and on, the insanity of it. But the fact is, there's no outrage. People aren't screaming. They're at the Roman Colosseum watching the gladiator shows, and that's what's entertaining them. But the outrage is not there. And one day, very, very soon, I'm afraid, everybody's going to wake up to the fact that the whole paradigm in the United States has changed. Your money is no longer worth anything. You got paper notes. There's no longer worth anything. The only thing that's going to be worth anything is what you prepare now for, what you stockpile now. You know, I can show people how to garden. I mean, I can go just around just about anywhere on a public piece of property and show you how to plant seeds that you can go to in the middle of the night and harvest whatever you want to harvest. You're not going to do it in your yard. because it'll confiscate your property. But if you go out and do in a park or somewhere like that, people do it with marijuana all the time, and I'm not recommending that. But growing crops away from your house so that you can have food. Potatoes grow real well. I mean, you can plant potatoes so easy, and that's a good high-calorie crop. Because everything, the whole paradigm is getting ready to change. So the only, if you have food, you'll have whatever food you have, that'll be there. You have to be quiet about it, but you'll have food. If you have water filtration, it's there. You know, we have this thing called, you know, it's a water filter, Nomad water filter by ClearSource. How valuable that is around here right now, because the water, it's unbelievable how high the water came, and you can pump out that water, make perfectly clear water, 12 volts runs it, car battery. And, you know, you could serve quite a few people with a Nomad water filter. Again, rule of law breaks down. Night vision is going to be paramount, because the vampires, the zombies, all the dregs of society come out at night. You know, they do. And they victimize and prey on people. Everything with communication, you know, it's going to go down. This will go down. This is going not is you're going to be it's going to be restricted what you can do with it. It'll still track you, but it will not be there to serve you if it's available at all. But,
speaking about a cell phone.
If you have your own private communication via ham radio or even, you know, the little walkie-talkie radios, you're going to be able to do things that nobody else is going to be able to do. This is why we talk about this all the time. This is why we say get ready, because I'm telling you, the whole paradigm is getting ready to change. It is going to change the way you do commerce, the way you live your life, the way you think you own your property or own your home or whatever is getting ready to change. You know, more and more we're seeing that the entitlement to certain minorities, that they have a right to steal. They have a right to do these things. AOC, I saw the other day, that, you know, if you're hungry, you have the right to go into a grocery store and steal. That's her mentality. I mean, lowbrow thinking, you know, instead of maybe, you know, working harder and not engaging in a life of criminal, not breeding children, you know, without a mother or father, put your life to good effort and you can prosper. Stop wasting your money on cigarettes and beer and, you know, satellite that you're paying hundreds of dollars a month for. Stop wasting your money on those things and start putting it where it's going to count, because I'm telling you, having food in your home is going to like having gold in the bank soon.
You know, I'll add to this because we only got about 3 minutes left. You're probably, many of you are looking at, if you haven't already, selling your home and moving to another place that either God is calling you to. I know God's calling me and my family to another place. I know many people are showing up to Jamie Walden's, and they're saying, you know, God called us down here to be in a likewise community. And, you know, communities are stronger together, but you're going to have social problems and you'll have to get over those things. But I will say this, that, you know, if you're in a Democratic stronghold, you're asking for hurt. You're asking for hurt.
Absolutely. You know,
I know, Bob, that there are people who financially cannot move. I understand it. I understand it. The only thing I say is this: make sure that you are right with God in your prayers, and pray for God to move you. There might be a reason why you stay. You may go. I can't tell your future. Don't even try asking me. You know, I'm not a psychic. So what people will do is they will get fear. They'll be afraid. And when they start to, you know, that fear starts to sink in, man, everything starts to go down. Think of yourself in a boat. And every fear and every worry is another hole in that boat. Well, you get enough of them, eventually the boat sinks. And it's Christ who's over here trying to teach you how to fill in those holes while he's keeping the waves steady. So you need to be in good connection. That conduit with God needs to be open, man. Stop filling it with sin. You know, get that void of your life, the sins of this world, the flesh that is prolifically weak. Get that out of there and get that conduit with God open so that you can hear the master's words. Because I think soon you're going to start hearing a miraculous things of people hearing from the word of God. And you're going to see big movement across America. You're going to see big movement. You might even see new cities coming up out of this. Because, man, people are fleeing from East Coast to West Coast. Texas at this point probably has almost as much population growth as, you know, some new countries do or more. And that's not always a good thing, but, you know, just be in good connection with Christ. Don't be filled with fear. Don't go out and spend every bit of money that you have on everything that you see on, you know, as seen on TV, survival stores. You know, get with Bob. Bob can literally break down almost by zip code what you're going to need for winter months, for summer months. You can talk to Bob for free about any of your preparations. And not only that, but if you are in the market for night vision, Bob can also help finance these things with you. So you don't have to pay that $2,000 to $4,000 up front. You can spread it out over a period of time. And, you know, when you function as a church, that big Nomad water filter was a couple grand, right? If your church,
yeah, it's only $900. $900.
There you go.
And it filters viruses, bacteria, spores, sediments. The nice thing is, I can't show you, but it has hose bib connections, so you can actually take it for out the output of the Nomad. Screw it into one of the hose bibs in your house. Open that valve. Now you got to make sure your city water pump is turned off so they can't pump back onto the city. But if you turn that off, which is very easy to do, the main going in, you can actually take the Nomad and pressurize the plumbing in your home so you can actually take a shower with clean water. It makes 5 gallons per minute, 5 gallons per minute. And again, so you know you're getting clean drinking water. So if you're flooded like we are, have been here, you can put one end of the hose in that, hook the other end of the hose up to the hose bib in your house, open that hose bib up, and it'll energize all the plumbing in your house, keeping the hot water heater full and so forth and so on. But just make sure, I want to make it really clear, you have to turn the water supply coming into your house off. So if you have city water, that valve has to be closed. If you have a well and you don't have electricity, that valve has to be closed. It runs on a 12-volt battery.
Well, and
the Nomad.
And guys, if you have any questions, obviously Bob is a plethora of knowledge. Pick his brain, man. You know, it's free to sit there and talk to Bob. Bob does it every week with people that he don't even know. And this is, you know, the church trying to help one another. And for those of you that are in churches, if you have the ability to get a new basketball court and a new steel building, and you haven't bought food for everybody, you don't have a plan of, you know, how to put up medical aid for your people. I say this not to boast me, but if you don't even have a plan for an active shooter in your church, which is a prolific soft target, and you don't even have the proper amount of tourniquets, pressure bandage, you don't even know how to train your own people, go to your local first aid stations, EMS, go to your local law enforcement, ask for that training. It's free most of the time. They'll come there and get it. All right. You know, get properly trained, be motivated to be closer to Christ than ever. So training, prepping, Bob, obviously we got you on the prepping, and then praying. Bob, can you give people your number?
My number, you can call me, is 800-627-3809. ReadyMadeResources.com. ReadyMadeResources.com. Again, 800-627-3809. I want to tell you, night vision tips are drying up right now, and I don't know why, but it's hard to get them. They're just drying up. I've still got units in stock. Again, there's that Nomad water filter. It's not $900, but it makes 5 gallons per minute of you can take dirty water and viruses, bacteria, spores, sediments, whatever. It's going to take it out and make clean drinking water for, you know, 5 gallons a minute will serve quite a few people. That's, you know, 5 1-gallon jugs you can fill up for neighbors if they need water. And so we have literally thousands of products on site, Peak Refuel food. We have the Nutri-Store food. We have a Numana Mountain House. So whatever your selection is, we have it available. Solar energy, you know, homesteading equipment. So it's all there. And again, our night vision, thermal, which I think is absolutely essential, and communication equipment. We have all of that. So I'll be glad to help anybody and talk them through their needs based upon their budget, their geographic location. You know, because it all changed. It's not one color fits all. It's very specific to a family.
And I'd like to also let you know that October 6th, 7th, and 8th, we have the next series of the active shooter training that's going to be at Ready Made Resources in Teleco Plains, Tennessee. You can go to www.readymaderesources.com and you can sign up. It's an $850 course. $800 goes to me and my guest instructor, Steve Reyes, who's a special forces medic who will be giving you advanced medical training and also SEER training. And then the other $50 goes to Bob so that we can use all of his facilities, which is just awesome out there. You can camp out there. You know, there's beautiful places for the cabins. That's where we're going to be looking at along the river. And, you know, just a week's worth of being out there is so soothing, Bob, to the soul. It's such a gorgeous place away from the monotony of life in big cities. And we have such an awesome time fellowshipping with people. And you know, we were training and we were fellowshipping. And while we were fellowshipping, we were training. So it was really an awesome thing to do. And this next course, we are revving up the gears. With the first course we did was a basic. This last course, we kind of had to slow it down and work back on the basics again. But I'm getting a lot of requests from people to get into a little bit more advanced stuff. So here you go. If you want a little bit of advanced training, law enforcement style, use of force training, putting you through scenarios, it's going to be shoot, don't shoot. Everything's running off of airsoft. For the most part, all the targets is going to be everyone who shows up. You are going to be out there getting some serious training like we did in the military, like we did in law enforcement, which makes us so successful so that we aim where we're supposed to and hit what we're actually aiming at. But not only that, we're not here trying to create a militia. I'm not trying to take over America, and I'm not trying to repel Russia and China when they get here. I want to make sure, just like Bob does and the other instructors that help me, that when you hear a bump in the night, you understand how to slice the pie to get out of your doorway. You understand how to dominate a hallway. You understand where your sights are supposed to be in either darkness or in light. You understand shooting and don't shooting. You understand de-escalation and escalation. You're going to understand the different means and motives of the use of force. And I want you to be successful. And anyone who's not training and they want to put themselves into this real world situation that happens to people every single day before the aliens and giants and monsters get here, people are having their homes invaded. They're being mugged and robbed out on the streets. We want to make sure you're ready for that. And what typically happens is when there's gunplay, you also need the first aid training or the advanced medical training. Not only is this good for you as a single person, but also as a family and as that survival unit, because guys, we got to admit that the day is going to be coming probably in our lifetime when we are going to be leaving our homes and going out to a place where the Lord is calling us. And all I ask is for you to have yourself this very serious question. Men, are you a liability to your family or are you an asset to your family? Is your training sufficient? Yep.
I mean, are you an asset to your neighborhood? I just looked at that gentleman whose house flooded right down the street from me. Log cabin, house flooded. No flood insurance. And it just did my heart good to see all the cars in our area, people coming up and offering, you know, goods, food, cleaning up, because there was a lot of cleanup to do. I mean, a lot of mud in the house and all that. Just, you know, needed to dry the home out. It just did my heart good to watch all that. And, you know, so there's a lot of people who are assets to their community. And will you be that? Or will you be somebody's like handout? I need, because you didn't do anything ahead of time. You know, just be an asset, not liability, to steal your words, Doug. You know, that's where we're at, because we just see the whole system dissolving right in front of our face right now. The whole system dissolving. Choose which side you're going to be on, the asset or the liability side. And, you know, again, if you're out of shape and you don't have physical liabilities that keep you from being out of shape, I mean, you know, get in shape. If you don't have storage stuff, get some storage stuff. If you don't have training, get some training. Turn the TV off. You know, do that. We also have radio courses here. Brush Beater, you know, good friend of mine. He's just a good radio course. And, you know, we're going to have night vision and thermal out during Doug's course, you know, so you can actually walk around like we did last time. And people were absolutely stunned when they looked through premium grade night vision for the first time. And they were just stunned by what they saw. It was like, I you know, the accolades are like, wow, I can't believe this. And so you'll get to experience that. You know, so just come on out to Doug's class and enjoy good fellowship. If you want to camp out, you can camp out. You know, just do that. If you want to shop, we do have our store open. So it's just a good all-around time of Christian fellowship and learning.
That's right, man. And Bob's store, it just makes your mouth open up every time you walk in. Like, wow, I can't believe you have this much stuff in here. It's like a small Walmart of survival stuff. It's awesome, man. Like, it's a great time sitting there hanging out with people. I think the best thing about the course is fellowship. Yeah, I get to train people. My passion is training people. But I have such a passion for the people of God now, which is something I did not have. You know, a few years ago, I did not have this. So I praise God that he's lifting men up and women up to this time who are, you know, they're standing up for God, standing up for the people. They're providing useful things back. And you don't have to come to my course. I say this all the time. Go get trained. Go get basic fundamentals of marksmanship. Make sure you don't shoot yourself loading your gun. That's like rule number one. If you don't have that down, go do that. And then come see me, because I'm going to be teaching you how to walk and shoot and think and chew bubble gum at the same time. I need you to have a little bit of knowledge. But if you have no knowledge, come out anyways. We've had men and women come out who have never even touched a gun, who left the course confident. That's all that matters, is leaving confident and not leaving any questions unanswered. Bob, you got any last words?
No, I just, again, you know, I just pray for people listening right now, and, you know, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray that God would give you the spirit of wisdom and understanding and the knowledge of him, that he would give you the ability to discern the times in which we live, that you would be a bearer of righteousness so that you will shine like the stars forever. The book of Daniel, you know, I pray that God would give you peace. God would give you wisdom. God would give you understanding in these days in which we live. Because we are living in very perilous times, and the paradigm is about to change, and the strong will be victors in that time. The strong, those that are strong in the Lord, will be victors and not, you know, not cowards. So I just encourage you to get close to the Lord Jesus Christ and serve him, because you'll be like I said, you'll lead many to righteousness, and you'll be like the stars that shine forever.
And, you know, I just like to say this, Father, I thank you so much for Bob and his ministry. I thank you so much for everyone who's listening. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to get right with God. If you don't know him as your Savior, please ask him into your life. Get to know him as your Savior. His yoke is easy. His burden is light. Set down the burdens of your life that are holding you back. Let go of that anchor that you're holding on to, that's keeping you from the master's fingertips as he's seeping his hands right through the water. All right. The best thing you can do is to accept Christ, go and sin no more, start reading the Bible truthfully. Don't give me this, I've read cover to cover. You need to read and pray, and you need to pray and then read. Right now is the time that God is trying to expose the Bible to people's lives all around the world before it gets too dark. The dark days are coming. Be ready for those days. Christ is coming. The King is coming. Hallelujah. Maranatha. Ladies and gentlemen, stay frosty. Bob, thanks for coming on with us today.
God bless, Doug. Thank you.
stations, all call signs. Prepare for transmission. This is Wrecker Actual. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. End of transmission.